the Spirit of God just in this place this morning. And just as I was worshiping, I just really felt God just speak to me, and I just really want to encourage you. I feel that God is wanting us as a church to go to a new level. He's going to take us to a new level. And for us to go to a new level, we can't be spectators. We can't be those that just come in and just come and watch. Because God's saying that He wants us to engage with Him. For as we engage with Him, as we lift our eyes up to Him, as we come into church to worship, there's going to be more of God's glory, more of God's power poured out in our midst, in this meeting, but also in your lives. And you're going to find the areas that you're battling with and the struggles that you're having, those areas are going to be broken and diminished and gone in Jesus' name. You know, it's not time, we're not in a season and not in a time just to play or just to splash in the shallows. God's calling us into the depths. He's saying, come out into the depths. Come out into the depths. Experience the depths of my love. Experience the depths of my power. Experience all that I have for you. Don't stay in the shallows. Don't stay just splashing and thinking, this is what I've got. This is good enough for me. And it's just as Pastor Stephen said, it's all about the yield. It's about yielding. It's about yielding your time. You know, we all have that part where we want to keep something to ourselves. But it's in the yielding. It's in the surrendering. It's in giving everything to Him. You know, I've just really been challenged in my life recently, you know, to cast my cares upon Him. To cast my cares upon Him. You know, it's so easy to think that I can hold it together, that I can keep, that I'm strong, I can deal with this. But sometimes we've got to come to that point where we humble ourselves and we say, God, You take control. I cast this on You. I cast this on You and I'm not taking it back. And I'm going to fix my eyes upon You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Gosh. And we're moving on now. It's very difficult. Just really sense, you know, just the Spirit of God. And we could, you know, this is what God wants us to experience all the time, not just in the odd meeting, but every time we come to meet, that we would encounter Him. Because I know there's so much more, and that we haven't really even scratched the surface to what God wants to do, not only in this church, but in our own lives. How He wants to move through us and use the giftings that He's placed within us. Oh. Thank You, Lord. Father, we just thank You. We thank You for all You're doing, Lord. Father, within our lives, that You have Your way, Lord. Lord, that we want to get out of the way. You have Your way. You have Your way. You have Your way in our midst. You have Your way. You know, Lord, we have our own plans. But Lord, we want Your plan. We want to follow You. We want to be steadfast for You. Thank You. Right, missions. have your way. First of all, I'd really just like to thank everyone who's over this year contributed into our missions funds. Really want to appreciate that so much, because you're making and changing lives in people that are so much less privileged than what we are. And for all those, I know the sacrifices that you've made to be able to contribute to our missions funds, but it's making a difference. And so I'm going to run just quickly and briefly just through what we've been doing this year in our missions funds for 23-24. If we can just play the video clips from PISAC. And PASAC. I always get that wrong. I was trying to get that right. PASAC. So in C3 PASAC, we've been helping Pastor Ronald and Mary Lou for over 6 years. We started in helping their ministry. Originally, I think early on when I was involved, we bought an air conditioner for their church, and we helped with repairs for the van, and we also helped with medical expenses for Pastor Mary Lou. But mainly during this time, we've supported the Cast the Your Bread feeding program. So, and really this year, that's really where our focus has been. And they load up their van and go out to the poor people and give food out into the families. And so for 12 months of providing food for those that are poor, over 100 families are receiving groceries every month, an average of 6 per family. So 600 people are being touched by your generosity. The program now is utilized with a Bible study program 101. So this is a great work that they're doing. So they're gathering people, and these people are coming. This year they've had 50 people come to do this Bible study 101. And part of the Bible study 101, when they go through the 101 Bible study, they are getting, they're provided with food as well. So not only are they hearing the Word of God, but they're also receiving food. So really that's the gospel in a nutshell. And so, you know, the Bible says in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world. We're not able always to be able to go into all the world and reach people in foreign countries or in less privileged countries. But as we give into our missions fund, we're giving into a program that is reaching other people. So through what we do, we are touching other people's lives. So what we do through that, people are being saved. So this year, 50 people have attended, with 22 graduates receiving their certificates, and obviously during that time, groceries. Highlights, they've had 22 baptisms. You should, if everything's rolling, you might see a tape where they're doing baptisms. 22 baptisms. They've had an increase in church attendance, with even in some of those photos you might see there's more males than I've ever seen before, with more males attending this year than last year. And they managed to actually get a group of their church members and their worship team to a C3 conference in Manila, and which was really beneficial for them in helping them growth and encouragement. And they're finding that more people are receptive to the Word of God, and they're getting lots of invitations into homes to pray. So homes to pray for the sick. So that's I just think that we're really privileged to be part of their ministry and what they're doing in the Philippines. And we've just got a video clip there of Pastor Ronald. He's just going to...
I'd like to extend our deepest gratitude and our thanksgiving for your generous support to our Casio Bread program here at CP, Good Shepherd Pasig Central. And because of your generous giving, we are able to experience a significant increase in our church attendance, not only in our Sunday worship service, but it also includes our other ministries and activities. I would like to share with you that starting this May, we started with our Bible study 101. This is an in-depth study of the Word, which also includes the basic or foundational doctrine of CP Good Shepherd, Pasig Central. We were able to invite 15 new attendees from the community, and 22 of them were able to graduate. We have given them their certificate during the graduation ceremony, and also awarded them with brand new Bibles, and we also gave them the Casio Bread groceries from our program. We are experiencing a great change in the spiritual atmosphere, and we can experience and we can see that the people now are more receptive to the Word of God. Not only that, they're also more hospitable, and people in the community are inviting us into their homes to pray for them, and to, especially for their sick loved ones. And we believe that this is because of your great help and your support to our endeavors in the church. So right now, I would like again once more to thank you for making serving God and His people your motive as you utilize your gifts. We are called to serve and build up the body of Christ, His church, and we can do that by discovering our combined God-given gifts and utilize it to the fullest. We are the living stones called to build up the body of Christ. Once again, I want to thank you for your unending support, for your loving kindness, and from C3 Good Shepherd, Pasig Central, this is Pastor Ronel Reyes, and I would like to greet you all, and I want to thank you, and may our God bless you all real good. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
The dog was really excited about that. Right, moving on, West Africa, and I'll just start with C3 Liberia. We started, this is just a quick brief history of our work in Liberia. We started this work in 2011. I wasn't part of it at that stage, but so during that time they started with one church, Painesville, and then they moved on to Kakata. You'll see some of the video, and that's what Liberia was like, some of the older videos, the old church building and that. And so they've grown. They've just had their 13th anniversary, and we'll see some pictures of that in a minute. I better just get there. So just a few photos. It's predominantly we've been supporting the teachers in the school, and also trying to do some work as far as building churches around the place. So the 23-24 year, our support, and we can just keep the videos going at this stage, So the 23-24, our support has provided 125 students receiving free education at C3 Painesville. So I think we've got photos of the photos, graduation photos, C3 Painesville. Okay, yep. Oh, there's some, yeah, there we are. There's some graduation photos from C3 Painesville. 85 students receiving free education in C3 Galoo. And we've got some, there's C3 Galoo graduation. And over the year, over the 12 years we've been supporting the school, 269 students have graduated from year 9 and 310 students from year 6. 16 have gone to upper education and 8 to university during that time. So when you actually go there, that's quite an achievement, really. This year they had their annual conference at C3 Rubber Farm, celebrating the progresses that have been made. And there's some photos and videos of that. They always get a good attendance. So all the churches from Liberia, from Painesville, from So there's someone preaching a message, but yeah, so they all come together, Painesville, Fendall, Rubber Farm. Well, was at Rubber Farm this year. So each church has a time of hosting the conference. And then there was salvations of 14 and baptisms of 14, and that was at the conference. So those were getting ready for being baptized. So church members over the five churches, including children, there's probably just over 520, with Galoo probably having the largest church members of about 120. Then we're moving on to C3 Fendall. And now this church, this is the church that we didn't build, but it's just a fantastic church. We supplied those chairs for that church. They've had youth meetings there from where other churches have been involved because the building is so good. So we were really blessed when that organisation decided they'd build a church for us. It's been really, really good. So there's that's a church meeting, or that might even be youth meeting, that one. But Fendall's really growing well, mainly because it's such a good building and it's in a good area and it's really close to the university as well. So I can see over the years that will be packed out. Moving on to C3 Kakata. This year, this has been an ongoing project for a number of years now, but we finally got the windows and doors installed in the church this year. We were pretty unfortunate that this year we had a situation arise with the Kakata Church where the land ownership was disputed, and unfortunately, we had to end up buying the land as well as having it all surveyed and having to pay for some government fees as well, which wasn't something we'd budgeted for this year. But if we hadn't have done that, we would have lost the building, so all the money that we put into the building would have gone with the others. So it's all ours now. Probably, you know, hindsight's always a great thing, but anyway, we know if we ever buy, we didn't actually buy that land originally. The land was supposedly bought and we built the church on it. But I think next time we'd be making sure that the land was fully signed off properly. We continue to support Pastor Colley. This allows him to travel to churches and provide for the pastors. And there's a story of a family that has visited C3 Church in Gulu, and they've come from Guinea. It's about a two-hour trek for them to get over to the Gulu Church. But and they've just saying that they've had no one from any church visit them ever, well, in the 30 years that they've been there or something. So there's no church in this town. So Pastor Collie was invited to go over. He has been there. And I think there's a video of that one, of
this
the community.
This is the town we came to establish a new church. So as you're watching the video, please pray for us and know that we are on a church movement. Thank you so much for watching. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah, so this is a community in Guinea that have no church, no pastor or anything else. So that's what they're looking for, to be able to do, get further into there and plant a church there. The expectations are that for continued support for the teachers, continual ministry support for Pastor Collie, and really for us to finish the Kakata church building, we just need to plaster the floor and the walls. And we've got a video there of Pastor Collie. We'll just wait.
Good morning from Liberia. We want to appreciate God so much for today. My name is Pastor Moniba Mkoli from C3 Liberia. We want to appreciate C3 Fremantle and C3 Wanala for their dramatic support to the world's missions in Liberia. We want to say all the pastors send their greeting to you. The pastor and their wife send their greeting to you, and their members send their greeting to you. Thank you so much. And also the C3 School, C3 Liberia Educational Academy, and C3 Goru School also is doing well. Thank you so much for your support, the supporting of the schools and the support of the church. Thank you so much. Okay, we want to say that we have been graduating the last grade from the school from 2012. Up to present, we are graduated.
That'll do, and we'll just move on for time. So Sierra Leone, we have two churches in Sierra Leone. The church was established in 2018, I visited Sierra Leone in 2019 with Pastor Barry, and that was really the end of their probational period, and we signed the documents, and they were they were fully engrossed in the C3 movement. Successful stories this year: the C3 Kono Church that we built. They had a dedication of their building in 2023, and they've got a membership of about 145, including 147, including boys and girls. There was 35 baptisms done in Waterloo this year. The church succeeded and to acquire four plots of bush, and they've planted crops such as groundnuts and yams and beans. And the farm work's done by the minister and the team with the church members and community. So there's some videos there. If we can just look at those quick videos of the farm crops. So the farm crops they've got planted this year, you know, whenever I was listening to him, he said it was granite, but it actually is ground nut. And there was corn, and there was yams and ginger. So this is a really great program, because what it does is it not only will feed church members, but they can sell some of it, and it can go to supporting the church. They've got purchased this year for the well bags of cement and steel to finish it, but they haven't been able to do it because it's been so wet over there, the thing's underwater. So. But he's hoping that'll happen in the dry season. The unfortunate thing for Pastor Commander, and we have provided medical assistance for him, was that he fell off his motorbike. There's a video there of him just getting up out of hospital. And now it's when you actually see and hear the stories, I'm thinking, my gosh, he's had about 100 injections. And I said, have they given you any idea when the injections are going to finish? Because this is supposedly to knit the bone together. I said, normally what we do here is put plaster on it and you just keep it all together. But so he is getting around a little bit more. The bone is knitting, but yeah, they come every few days and just give him a whole lot of injections, and they say that's what's helping. I don't know what's in the injections, but just been praying for God to do a miracle in it, that that he gets full use of it and then he's able to get around. Expectations are continued support for the agricultural project, assistance with building materials for the Waterloo, a projector and Bibles, teachable Sunday school and Bible study materials. Now, he hasn't been able to do a video because his phone got stolen when he had the motorbike accident, so he's using an old one and it doesn't work that well, but he did write it all out, but I'll just say, look, he says, I'll just finish because there's quite a bit here he's written for sake of time. He says, I would like to conclude my speech with special prayers. May our God, the Lord, continue to bless and provide abundantly for all, and let the Lord continue to coordinate our relationship in order for you to keep on supporting spiritually, morally, and financially for the C3 Church in Sierra Leone, to do great exploits, to fly the banner of C3 missions in my country. Warm regards. I love you all. Stay blessed. It is well in Jesus' name. Okay. And just finally, the other ministry that we do support is India, and that's Lynn Tobin Ministries with saris for India, it's called, and the money we provide goes to buying saris for a poor woman that can't buy saris. It gives them, gives them a sense of dignity to have saris and nice clothes to wear, and they also. Over the last few years have been feeding those that have in closing, Pastor Stephen, sorry.
Thank you. Please put your hands together for Steve. So as you obviously can see, that there's a lot of work that's being done in our missions, and so next week I'll be bringing you the budget to show you how the money was spent from the last the FY24 leap into spring, and then of course what we're looking to do next year. And so I think it's very important that, you know, as you go away, to prayerfully consider what you can give. There's what you'd like to give, but then just, Lord, what is it that you would want me to do? And it might stretch you, but that's okay, because you see, as you get stretched, your capacity to receive grows. Amen. Let's stand this morning. So we're going to go out with a song. Thank you so much. I know that we've, I want to apologize for eating into your time, but we have. Let's go out singing, and you know what? Know that God loves you, that you are special to the Lord. And what the Lord is saying to you is that he wants to work through you. And remember this, that God got you, but he's after your family. Say, God has got me. You can say after me, God has got me, but he wants my family. And I want you to really believe that and be determined to do the will of the Lord. Amen. Let's sing and we bounce.